Good morning. Cold high pressure is anchored over interior New York and New England, and with a snowpack, clear skies, and light winds, temperatures in many cases have gone below zero, and that's where we're starting the day. Other locations have stayed on the positive side of zero, however, not by much, with most locations in interior New York and New England between zero and 10 above. So with the start so very cold, another cold afternoon expected. Sunshine to start the day. However, a weak disturbance will head our way from the west, bringing some clouds along with it, and maybe a few scattered flurries or snow showers, particularly across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains. Temperatures today will be a notch higher than yesterday, but still very much below average, with readings only in the lower 20s. Overnight tonight, with cloudy skies, we will not get as cold, but still way below normal for this time of year, as we drop down on average to around 10 above. Another little bit of energy in the atmosphere could produce a few scattered snow showers during the overnight hours, and some of us may wake up with a fresh dusting of snow tomorrow morning. In fact, tomorrow we'll continue with mostly cloudy skies and scattered snow showers as temperatures push into the mid-20s. Behind that disturbance, lower to mid-20s despite sunshine on Thursday as high pressure comes back into the picture, and that same high pressure will keep it dry into the weekend. Around the backside of that high, things will moderate a bit on Friday into the upper 30s, and we'll even be close to 40 to start the weekend on Saturday. A weak disturbance will pass through Saturday night with a few snow showers, and that will leave us back into the lower 30s on Sunday, and even into Monday, lower to mid-30s with just a chance of a few scattered snow showers. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings are out for East Central Texas, including Houston and Austin. An area of freezing rain, sleet, and rain, accompanied by thunder, will move across southeastern Texas this morning. The bulk of the precipitation will end during the mid to late morning hours, but temperatures will be at or below freezing over all but the immediate coastal counties. Ice accumulations will likely exceed 1/10 of an inch to 1/4 of an inch across these locations, causing hazardous travel. And winter weather advisories have been issued for parts of the Northern Rockies and the Bitterroot Mountains. Snowfall amounts of 4 to 8 inches are possible. Across the lower elevations, heavy rain and snowmelt will lead to the potential for flooding in parts of northeastern Washington and northern Idaho. Flood watches have been issued. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Golden Rocks, St. Kitts, and Nevis at 1 p.m. Eastern Time last Monday. The last report of hail is at Decimomino, Italy, at 5:32 a.m. this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility with clear skies and 9 below zero, a northwest wind at 45 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy with light snow and 18 below zero. In Albany on the hour, clear skies and 1 above zero, the dew point 5 below. 75% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.38 inches, and it is holding steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the upper 20s, Boston increasing clouds in the upper 20s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers and highs in the upper teens. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 19 degrees, the low 7, the average temperature 13, that's 17 degrees below normal. A trace of snowfall yesterday, still just a trace for the month, which is 1.3 inches of snow below normal, and 65.2 inches of snow for the season, which is 17.4 inches of snow above normal. There were 52 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 141, which is 36 above normal, and 5,258 for the season, which is 209 heating degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 40 degrees, the average low, 22. The record high, 59, set in 1919, and the record low, 20 below zero, in 1950. Sunrise this morning was at 6:26 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:48 p.m., 11 hours and 22 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds with a few snow showers today and highs in the mid to upper teens. Cloudy with snow showers tonight, lows 0 to 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Increasing clouds today with highs in the middle 20s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with a few snow showers and highs in the upper teens to around 20. Cloudy with snow showers tonight and lows around 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today, maybe a few flurries over the higher terrain with highs in the lower 20s. Cloudy with a few snow showers tonight and lows near 10 above. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Increasing clouds with a few snow showers today and highs in the lower 20s. Cloudy with a few snow showers tonight and lows near 10 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Again, a few snow showers in the mid-20s. Mostly sunny, staying cold on Thursday, lower to mid-20s. A mix of sun and clouds for Friday and Saturday, upper 30s. Partly sunny Sunday, lower 30s. And a chance of snow showers Monday with highs in the middle 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.